City Clerk Clark, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mayor. Councilmember O'Rear. Councilmember Root.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Roche. Councilmember Pinkerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Shoemaker.
Here. Please rise as you're able and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each member of council has received a copy of the minutes from our April 23rd Committee of the Whole meeting. Were there any corrections? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as written. As I mentioned, there are no citizen comments for this evening, so we will go to the next item on our agenda, which is staff reports. Our community relations report from Mr. Justin Campbell. Mr. Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Good evening. I'll start with Hillcrest High School Partnership. That is coming together very well. Public Works hung up banners in downtown. You may have seen them. Public Works has also fabricated and installed the Adopt a Street signs for Hillcrest High on South and North Main Streets. We are supposed to be doing a city and school joint event this Thursday. We're still working out the location that might be rescheduled. I'll get to you via email as soon as possible about that. Music series is going really well. We've only had one rain out so far. Food truck operators are pleased. This Thursday is Fly High Again. It's an Ozzy Osbourne cover band. I think it's the first of the kind that we're having, so that should be exciting. And the Blood Connection is now joining the music series on Thursday nights to have blood drives. So that's a great way that people who come to enjoy the music and eat the food can also give back to their community. As far as the website revamp goes, the agreement with Ghost Marketing was signed this week. We are going to very soon have an initial meeting with Ghost to start planning, figure out what the next several months look like. If you personally have any concerns about the website, anything that you've noticed that has kind of been bugging you, feel free to email me and we can look at addressing some of those concerns. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Council. Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor.
Item 6B, Economic Development Report. John Durbin, our Planning Director, Mr. Durbin.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. You received my staff report. Nothing too alarming to talk about. Single family permits are up this year, this time more than last. We've got quite a bit of items through the Planning Commission this year. Majority of those are master site plans. A couple of major changes, one of those I'll be talking about tonight, during the business item. I can answer any questions you might have.
Council? Thank you, Mr. Durbin. Item 6C, financial report. Diana Gracely, our city administrator. Ms. Gracely?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm just going to highlight some of the items in the monthly financial report for the month of April. General fund revenues for the month of April were $2,427,548, which is 80% of the total budget on the revenue side. Expenses for April were $1,693,053, which is 76% of the budget. Going into the sewer fund, revenues were $220,092, and that's 112% of the budget. Expense side on the sewer fund, $57,872, which is 81% of the budget. The special revenue fund, which is hospitality and accommodations tax. I did a recalculation and removed the $1 million that we get from the state office so that you can see a more accurate picture of what we actually generate here locally. And that total is $3,002,826, which is 97% of the budget. In your report, it looks like 119% because it includes that $1 million that comes from the state accommodations tax that then gets reallocated to the people who apply for that funding, which you all did a couple months ago.
Administrator Priestley, hold a moment, please. Let the record show that Councilmember Roche has arrived at the meeting. Please continue.
On the expenditure side of hospitality and accommodations tax for the month of April, $181,489, which is 81% of the budget. The Public Works Enterprise Fund revenues for April were $14,605, 106% of the budget, while expenditures were $119,985, or 72% of the budget. And that concludes all the highlights of the report, but I'll be happy to answer any questions you have about the financial report.
Council? Item 6D, the City Administrator Report, Administrator Grayson.
I'll just keep talking. As you all know, we have had first reading of the FY25 budget. From that first reading, we did have a change, which we have made, and you'll see it for second reading. We removed the funding for Zen City and included funding in the same amount for Ghost Marketing to develop the new city website. The final reading is scheduled for your next meeting, which is June the 11th. Our projects, our major projects, are moving along really well. We're still on schedule to finish the municipal complex in October as far as the buildings go. We'll still have a few months of work to do once everybody gets moved into the new buildings because they'll have to tear down the current police and fire stations before the park can be complete. But the majority of the park will be complete at the time we move into the buildings. The streetscape project, we are working with the state to try to get some additional funding because we are going to be short of our funding for the most recent estimate for the work that is proposed for Main Street and the side streets with the realignment and the streetscape and new street lighting. So we are working to try to get a direct allocation from the state to help make up that budget shortfall. We did get $1 million out of the FY24 state budget, which is already in our account, and we just continue working on more of that. I do have a happy update for the Swamp Rabbit extension. It has not been signed yet, but we do have an agreement with Intercraft for an easement, and they're donating that easement, so there won't be any cost to the city to purchase that. That was accomplished with the help of Upstate Greenways and Trails Association. They are an advocacy group, and they are helping Fountain Inn secure easements on their side too, so we can finally join up these two projects once we're designed and ready to go. So now we can move forward with securing the additional easements. Those of you who are new don't know because we haven't had a detailed update on this in a while. We do have agreements in principle from Greenville County School District, but the board will need to approve that easement. So it's not technically signed yet, but we don't anticipate any issues with that. So now we'll start working to get those easements in writing for the entire length and start doing survey work and design of the trail. So my hope is that we'll be under construction within a year from now, if we stay on that schedule. The gymnasium renovation will be complete probably by the middle of June, definitely by the end of June, because that was budgeted in our current fiscal year. And so I did tell them they had to submit their final pay request before June 30th, because we need to get that paid out of this current fiscal year. They are moving right along. And so we'll plan a dedication, a little public event to celebrate that renovation and opening that space up for the public again. You see the list of cultural and arts events that are happening throughout the city. If you have any questions about those, I can answer. And then just a list of some miscellaneous work that I've done during the month of May. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Council? I just have one. Oh, Councilmember Hutchings?
Just one quick question on gymnasium. Will we now go ahead and start taking reservations for the space based on that June 30th completion?
Yes, the only issue we have right now is it's still in the hands of the edifice, so if anybody wanted to see the space, we can't let people in there to see the space before they rent it. But if people are interested in renting sight unseen, we could go ahead and schedule that.
Council? Regarding the Swamp Rabbit Trail, just as an additional comment on that, at the last GPATS meeting, GPATS approved the full funding request from Fountain Inn to do a significant portion of their trail, which would connect, it would be the part that would connect with the south end of Heritage Park down to Bryson Elementary. So it's coming together. I think it's very exciting.
And Charlene Carter on our staff is currently working on an application to GPATS for funding for our trail construction as well. And looking at some other funding sources too. And then today I completed a request to AT&T for utility tax credit funding for the trail project as well. It's a small amount of money, it's $50,000, but you know, we're piecing together everything we can because of course we're funding deficient on the downtown project, so we're trying to find other funding sources for the trail.
Councilmember Hutchings.
One note you might want to look into. The Gold Strip Trails group that met quite a bit before, we got stalled on this. We have some money in the bank. I'm not sure exactly what the amount is right now, but there's some funds there that could be used for some of these projects that are coming up now. And I'm really glad to see this happen.
I know, it's been a long time coming. Yeah, I was thrilled when we got notice from Ugata that they had secured that easement and that the property owner is not even asking for compensation for it. That's a huge step from, you know, not hearing any response for a very long time. So that's a really good thing. That group works well because it's made up of, they have staff, of course, but the board and all the volunteers with Ugata or corporate executives. And so they can speak to other corporate executives on a level that we can't as a local government. And I think that really made all the difference.
Any further from council? Our department heads from the police, fire, public works, and parks and rec departments are in attendance with us this evening. We're available for comments and questions. Council? All right, then you're welcome to stay if you want, or you can head for the exits. Thank you very much for coming. Now we'll move on to the business items on our agenda. These are items that if they are approved tonight, will be moved to the agenda of the next business meeting. Item 7A, SP-2024-06, Fairview Road Storage ID Major Change. Mr. Durry, our planning director, will you summarize, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. This is a major change request. This is 622 Fairview Road. This is an ID zoning, mixed use, commercial, and storage. This did get completed in 2022. This is their concept plan. They are looking to update that as well as their statement of intent. What you see in the top little zigzag is their outside RV and boat storage current location. For the owner, they're not having much success with that. A lot of the complaints they've had or requests they've had from potential boat RV storage people is they wanted a covered area. Unfortunately, it's not financially suitable for that. So what they are proposing is to replace that with what you see in the pink, traditional roll-up units. They're looking at 95 of these that are 10 by 20 that are gonna go with the location of storage and on the left side, on the back side of the perimeter. This did go to planning commission on May 7th. It was recommended as a 5-0 approval. Staff also supports this, so we'd like to take anything away from the ID criteria already developed areas. So we are supporting that as well. So I can answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Derby. Motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve SP 2024-06 Fairview Road Storage ID Major Change.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Rue. Discussion? Councilmember Roche.
Is it because of the businesses that are already existing that this falls within the ID zoning? Because
They simply asked for the storage to go there under the ID. Again, ID allows them to create whatever kind of zoning use they want there. So this still falls under that.
Councilmember Rue.
Do they currently have, are they adding these to existing units already, or is this going to, you showed the picture real quick. I haven't been up back there in years. Do they currently have storage units, or is this going to be?
They do.
No, okay.
The very top, this portion right here, that's roll-up units. That's roll-up units have there. And then this is the two-story indoor storage units. So they're basically just adding more units in the space of the current open space of the parking lot.
And they'll all basically match, so they'll look uniform. Okay.
Council?
Would this be just one story or two?
One story.
Anything further from council? On the motion to approve SP-2024-06 Fairview Road Storage ID Major Change and move this item to the business agenda, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries by a vote of 6-0. That concludes all the items of business on our agenda this evening. If there are no objections, you stand adjourned. In favor of going into executive session, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes for me. So that's a vote of 7-0. Simsville City Council has now returned to public session. Council, I move that we appoint Harold Nichols as the full-time fire chief for the city of Simpsonville.
Second.
I have a motion from the mayor with a round of seconds. I don't even know who was first there. We'll call it Councilmember Roche for the record, but thank you all. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. The motion carries by a vote of 7-0. And with that concludes all the items on our agenda. If there's no objection, we will stand adjourned.